This week marks an important date in the history of the British Isles. In 1707, the Acts of Union were signed, which joined Scotland and England into a single united kingdom. And so it has remained for the last 300 years, although in 1997 the British government gave Scotland its own parliament with certain powers over social policy. But that could all change this September when Scottish voters go to the polls in a referendum on independence. Fiona Hislop is a member of the Scottish Parliament. She joins us from Edinburgh. Thanks so much for being with us.
A pleasure.
We will talk through some of the different facets of this, but just overall, can you tell me why you believe that independence is the way for Scotland to move forward?
Well, I think there's a simple truth that the people who are best placed to make decisions about Scotland are the people who care most about Scotland, and those are the people who live and work in Scotland. And there's a basic argument about democracy that, frequently and the best part of all the years since the end of the Second World War, Scotland has had governments that we haven't voted for controlling big issues from the Westminster system. So we think in terms of economic growth and opportunity and, a real progressive voice for positive European engagement that an independent Scotland can best serve the people of Scotland.
A lot of those who speak out on the other side of this issue say it's just going to be a tough road for Scotland to prosper economically on its own, separate from England. Can it do so, in your opinion?
Well, that's one of our main arguments, is that we're in a very strong economic place. In fact, relative to the UK, we're in a stronger place. In terms of the last 33 years, Scotland per head of population has paid more in tax than the UK. Even without that, we have a stronger position when you count oil and gas. And I thought it was very interesting that Standard & Poor's recognised that even without the immense oil and gas wealth that we have, Scotland would be in a strong financial place. And indeed, the Financial Times indicated that our public finances would be in a stronger, healthier state than the rest of the UK were Scotland to vote for independence.
And what about the currency moving forward if the referendum were to pass? Right now, Scotland uses something called the Scottish pound, which is linked to the English pound. Would that stay the same?
Well, it's the same pound, and indeed, again, as part of the assets, the Bank of England is as much part of the assets of Scotland. And in terms of where we see things going forward, that it would make sense both for Scotland and the rest of the United Kingdom that we continue use of the pound and have a currency union. There are other unions that we want to maintain. The monarchy, for example, is one of them, and also our social union, because many friends and relatives are north and south of the border. The key thing we want to change is the political union. And that is one that would allow the people of Scotland to elect and always ensure that every time they do have an election, they get the government that they vote for.
If you win, how would the relationship with England work? Practically speaking, just logistically, would there be passports to cross the border?
Well, we don't think there would be a requirement for that, because we would also be members of the European Union. And an MD who's travelled from the United States to Europe may be aware that actually we have that free movement within the European Union. And in terms of our relations, it's important to stress that we would consider the rest of the United Kingdom as our closest friends and allies. And in fact, if anything, it will strengthen our position when we are in the European Union in terms of our voting power. When we agree with the United Kingdom, it would therefore mean there were more votes for that position. And obviously where we disagree would allow us to have a distinctive voice on those points. But of course, what we want to restore is a position of equality. And that's what Scotland had pre-1707, was its own parliament. The union was meant to be a parliament of equals, but it doesn't sometimes feel like this from our position.
Fiona Hislop, Cabinet Secretary for Culture and External Affairs in the Scottish Government, speaking to us about the upcoming Scottish referendum for independence. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.